Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Love it. I love it. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Hold on. And like I always do about this time, I'm reloading. Yeah, hold on. Let me get my background music crunk up. Bam, bam. There you go. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm back in business, baby. Did you miss me? I missed you too. We're going to have a little fun tonight because I've been on an extended hiatus, and I'm going to be coming back to full programming in a little bit, but not quite yet. Maybe two shows a week. Two shows a week is about all I can give you right now. Because I got a lot going on. Of course, you know, the cinema of me is upon you. All right. You know what I'm saying? So everybody knows that. Also, want to remind everybody that we got a lot of stuff going on here at Chainless Entertainment, man, that's really popping. You know what I'm saying? Now, the main thing I do want to remind everybody is, if you haven't heard yet, the new album is out. And if you haven't gotten it yet, if you're listening to me via my podcast and you're not in the local Atlanta, Panama City area, and you want to get your hands on my new album, The Cinema of Me, got two choices for you. www.cdbaby.com/blism. All right? cdbaby.com/blism2. That'll take you. /blism will take you to my main page. /blism2 takes you right to the page for The Cinema of Me. So just /blism. Or I'm on iTunes. I'm on iTunes now. Just go to iTunes and do a search for Blizzum. Just go to iTunes and do a search for Blizzum. B-L-I-Z-M. And you can find the album that way, too. All right? So, that's what's popping. That's where I've been. I know y'all miss me. I miss y'all, too. I got love for everybody who got love for me out there in the world. K1's Internet Radio is back, bitches. So, with that being said, of course, after being basically off the air for about a solid 2.5, almost 3 months while I finished up the album, I can't come back and be all serious. You know, I love to talk about the serious stuff and the real topics. But, you know, I really can't come back and be serious. I got to come back with some real shit. Some trill shit. Of course, one of our favorite topics here at K1 Internet Radio. Let me do that again. I miss that sound. Music to my ears, man. Music to my ears. One thing we do love to talk about here at K100 Internet Radio is sex, of course. So, of course, for episode 200, in case you missed it, I did a digital listening party for the album. That went real well. I got a lot of people that actually downloaded that in the podcast. Over 200 people downloaded episode 200 from the iTunes store, from the podcast section. We'll get into all that in a minute. But that was a great episode. You know, just okay. But I mean, not to say forget it now because the album's out, and so cop the album. But, you know, a lot of people was checking for it, trying to see what I had coming in store. I've been getting great reviews from the album, by the way. But enough of that. Let's go ahead and move on to what we're talking about. Episode 201. Uh-huh. We're going to go ahead and jump to that. We're going to get to what we're talking about because I got people already on the line. I know y'all miss me. I know y'all ready to talk. I know y'all ready to get it in about the subject at hand. But, of course, real quick, 1.2 minutes. Okay, 2.1 minutes. However you want to call it. Flip it around, vice versa. Got to give everybody the spiel. Listen up. K1's Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around these parts. If you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and you want to get your music spin on K100 Internet Radio, the email address for the show is K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. K100radio at gmail.com, all right? Check me out on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M. Please become a fan of the K100 page on Facebook, facebook.com/K100 internet radio, all right? Just do a search. Just go to Facebook and do a search for K-100. When you see the middle finger up, indeed, that is us. All right? We only have one rule. This is episode 201. And, of course, I got my loyal listeners, but I got a lot of new friends. What's up, new people? I see a lot of new people on the phone lines. I don't know who you people are, but I'll get to you in a minute. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk to me, by the way. But we got a lot of new people that's probably going to be checking out the show because they just finding out who I am through the music or whatever. I want to welcome you to my world, my alternate universe, I like to call K1 Internet Radio, where all we do is keep it 100. That's the only rule on the show. If you call my show and I ask you a question or you comment on what we're talking about, and I feel like you're being politically correct, I feel like you're just not saying what you really want to say because you're a female, or because you're black, or because you're white, I'm going to fucking mark you on the show. I have the realest radio show, period, okay? I hold no bars. I pull no punches. We run the gamut. We talk about everything from pussy to politics on the show. Of course, tonight, we're going to be talking about a lot of pussy. Yeah. Exactamundo, my friend. Exactamundo, my friends. But only one rule on K1 Internet Radio, okay? And, of course, it's Monday. It's Monday. The day after the weekend, the day after you went out to the club and this lame-ass nigga walked up to you, hollering at you out of the passenger side of his homeboy ride. Or that famous Diddy bitch sat at the bar all night looking cute and didn't talk to nobody. Bitch, why you here? It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100. Every Monday, I let you call in, vent your frustrations. And if you see some fuck shit or you got some fuck shit to report in your life or anybody else's life, we give them the business. Yeah! Two pieces and a biscuit. Yeah! We mash them on K100. So those are the rules. Welcome new people. I love you and welcome back old people. I love y'all. And let's get into it. Episode 201. Alright. We're going to go ahead and get into it. I'm going to read a synopsis of the show. This is what I do for every one of my episodes. I break down what I'm going to be talking about, and then I go to the phone lines. All right? Oh, yeah, by the way, artists that sending me your MP3 music, if your music sounds horrible, if it sounds like shit, I won't play it on K100 Internet Radio. Now, for those of you who don't know, I don't pay any big-name artists. I don't play any guys you're going to be hearing on 106 and Park or your local FM radio 30 times a day. Fuck them. They don't need K100. All right? They got money. They got promo. I only spend the independent artists. But, indies, I want you to take some pride in your shit. Be an artist and be serious about your shit. All right? And don't send me nothing sound like you recorded it on your goddamn cell phone in the bathroom. If not, I will, in fact, flush it. I won't play it. But if you're a good artist and you send me your music and you show love to K100 by blasting out the episode of K100 that you want to be on to your Twitter feed, your MySpace, and your Facebook. And if you don't have either one of those, you're not even really serious. Why are you here? Favor for a favor. You blast out K100, we play your music on the show. If you don't blast out K100, fuck you. All right, moving right along. Episode, now this seriously this time, seriously. Episode 201. Let me go ahead and get this thing together, man. Let me get this thing right. Hold on. I miss my background music. I just miss the beats. Background beats by Track Pros, The Presidents, Me with the Prodigal Son, Next Tail Nails, B-Low Down, various producers. If you're a producer, you want to get your music just playing in the background or whatever, hit me up. I'll let it run in the background, whatever. Okay, so here we go. I'm reading from the synopsis of the show, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. All right? And now I'm reading and then I'm opening up the lines. Episode 201. Now, since I'm back from an extended break, I might as well jump K100 off with the most popular subject we have on the show outside of music. And that would be, of course, like I said before, sex. The act of sex has so many variables that can make it good or bad. From foreplay to actually going in to the actual going in, you dig? You know, the people, you know, and this could be more than just two people if you're into the wild stuff. Shout out to my people at Trappies. The people have the biggest role in making sex good or bad, of course, obviously. But, that's not it. That's not the only thing. There are outside things that can set it off, you know, make the mood right. Things like location, for instance, you know. No, you know, is it in the back of a car? Is it in a shitty hotel? Is it in a five-star hotel? Is it in your bed, in the comfort of your home? Who knows? Location is one. And, of course, the topic of tonight's show, the mood music. The music, all right? Now, some people don't need to, some people don't need added sound to stimulate themselves. All right? They don't need it. All they want to hear is this. That's all they care about. That's actually turning them on. Some people are like, fuck music. All I want to do is come in, bitch, get naked. That's all they want to hear. They don't want to hear anything else. That's it. And I like that. Sometimes I like that. Sometimes that's all I want to hear myself. I don't fuck a music. Fuck all that. Let's just get to it. But that's not what the show is about tonight. Tonight's topic is episode 201, you know, titled Sex to the Beat. So we're talking about the music that you like to play in the background when you get your groove on. We're going to ask people a couple of questions about that. Now, some people don't need to have the sound. They can do it just fine without the sound, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The slurping burps, the oohs, the ahs, the screams, you know, like I just did. But most people, I think most people do like the music. And I'm going to find out by my callers tonight. Do people really like the music, or do they need the music, or do they not? We're going to find out. But that's what the show is about tonight. What music do you like, if any, to be going on when you're getting it in? There are so many great classics and new bangers that can get the panties off ASAP or the boxes off ASAP, whatever. You know what I'm saying? While most people like a slow tempo jam, others like a good mid-tempo joint. You know, you got the people who like the real just, you know, baby making, you know, baby, I love you so much. But really, really, if you don't really love that bitch like that. No. I mean, why are we listening to Luther anyway? No one loves anyone in the room. We're here to fuck. Okay, but we'll talk about all that. I'm just saying. Different situations warrant different music is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Now, of course, you have the extra wild people, you know, who might throw in a little, don't stop, get it, when they come in the room. Has anyone else? Fuck to Luke Skywalker besides me on the phone lines. I'm going to find out. I'm a Florida boy, okay? I done fucked up the Poison Clan, Jam Pony Express, all types of shit. I'm from Florida. What do you want? If you were from Florida, you probably would have done it too. Don't judge me. All right? We're going to find out when we get to the lines, and they're blowing up. Here I come, ladies and gentlemen. So let me go ahead and get to the questions at hand. For those of you who don't know my format, I get about four or five good questions that I ask all the callers, and I let them talk a little shit, and we play a little music, and we have a little fun. I highly suggest if you don't know about it, you should, like, roll you up a blunt, or maybe, like, get you some liquor, like I have right now, and take a shot. Get this day rolling. Episode 201, you got a question. Question number one. Do you prefer sex with music in the background or not? That's the basic first question. We'll find out which one you like the most. Why not? Question number two, if you do like the music in the background or whatever, you know, what kind of music do you like? Slow, you know, love making music, even though you probably ain't making love to that person, especially if it's a one-night jump off. But whatever floats your boat. Mid-tempo upbeat, we're going to ask you about that. Question number three. What song or artist automatically puts you in the mood? What song or artist automatically puts you in the mood? I know we all got our favorites. Everybody got that one. All right? Everybody got that one. All right? Have you ever had sex off a Blizzard song? Naturally, I have. Also, do you have your own personal Get It In CD that you like sex to? You know what I'm saying? You know, do you got your own? You got your own CD? You got your own little mixtape? Or do you just go buy slow jam mixtapes and just ride out? Do you turn on your Pandora What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Question number five. Give me your top five sex songs. Your top five of all time songs that no matter what, you might not even really like that motherfucker like that, but goddamn it, he played that song. You couldn't help it. Just say you a hoe. Welcome back. Welcome back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K Hunch Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. First up. Oh yeah, this is Key. What it do, Key?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate you. What it do?
What it do? First, I want to congratulate you on your album. I love it. My daughter loves it.
Thank you very much.
Her friends loved it.
Her friends loved it?
My sister likes it. Everybody's digging it.
That's what's up. I've actually been getting really good reviews off the album, man. So I thought it was good. You know, I put it out, and I felt confident about the product when I put it in the streets. But nothing could have prepared me for, you know, just how many people really are, you know, really saying they like the album. I knew I was going to put it out there, but I'm just really happy about how many people actually listen to the album, like the album, and really feeling the music. And at the end of the day,
I think everybody's ready for something fresh. That's what it is. Like, everybody's ready for something that doesn't sound like everything else that we hear.
Exactly. You're right about that. And definitely the Cinema Me does not sound like anything. So if you haven't got it yet and you're on the phone lines, or you listening to me on the radio? By the way, the address to the radio show is www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. All right, that's the email. That's the website to the show. Okay, so if you want to listen to me, stream me online. If you're near a computer, better sound quality. You know, when we play the songs, whatever, it's better than listening on your phone. If you're listening on the phone, it's all good. But blogtalkradio.com/k-100. That's the official site for the show. Now, Key. First of all, you know what it is.
Yeah.
What have you? Mash a motherfucking Monday.
I'm mash all the groupies that's gonna start coming out just because you dropped the album.
Why are we mashing my? I'm not mad at the groupies.
I ain't mashing because they wanna mash. I'm mashing because they groupies.
I happen to need them, and I like them a lot.
I know you do.
Of course. We're going to find out what kind of music they like. Okay.
That friendly pussy.
Well, you call it friendly, you know, whatever. Maybe not, you know. Maybe not. What makes it any different than anybody else that has sex with anybody else? Just because I happen to be a rapper or some shit, that doesn't mean anything. To make them a groupie. Don't be like that. It's not true, ladies. If you want to give Blizzard some pussy, feel guilt free, conscious free. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't make you bored. Doesn't make you a groupie. Not really. Okay, maybe a little bit. Okay. But still, not if you was fucking me before the album. That's the difference, people. That's the difference. Okay. All right. So. Kink, what have you? What do you say? Question number one. Let me go ahead and get to the questions, okay? Question number one. Do you prefer sex with music in the background or not? Which one do you prefer?
I like music.
You like music in the background?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Do you not like to hear the sounds?
You can still hear the sounds over the music.
So you be that loud?
Like,
huh?
I like it. See, me is that loud actually. Really? Right.
It'd be the guy that's that out? Wow.
Yeah.
Dang. She got a guy screaming. Damn it, man. I don't believe you. Okay, so anyway. Question number two then. Let's jump to question number two. What's your favorite kind of music? What do you like to listen to? In the background, well, not specific song, but it's what kind of music?
I like
are you...
the old slow music. I like the 80s, the early 90s, like slow music like that.
Doesn't matter who you with. Doesn't matter who you with when the as far as what music you like. Like, say if it's a guy and you fucking with a guy, you know, you ain't in love with this nigga. Like, why are you still playing slow 80s Luther Vandross with this dude?
No, no, we ain't doing all that with him.
So what do you do with him?
Just let him lick it and then get up and leave.
My God. Really?
That's the only side I want to hear from him, the Slurping Bird. I might play Slurping Bird for him.
Wow. Hey, that sounded fun. Slurping Bird! For those of you people who haven't heard Slurping Bird, by request, I might play Slurping Bird tonight. I think I got that loaded.
We're going to have to find a female to do a female version of it.
Oh, yeah. Squeeze.
Shiesty. We got to get Shiesty.
Oh, I think I got Snap in here, matter of fact. If I got Shiesty snapping, I want to fuck somebody off Shiesty Snapper. Only if she got Snapper. That's my homegirl Shiesty. She's on the album. I got that too. My homegirl Shiesty's on the album. She's on the song. She's got it. She's got a song called Snapper. I want to fuck somebody loud listening to Snapper. If they got some real good Snapper pussy. If you don't
that
know,
that might be a go right there. That might be a go.
I want to fuck somebody listening.
Try that.
Hold on 1 second. Let me real quick. What can you imagine fucking it is, ladies and gentlemen?
Pussy. I got that good shit, that juicy, that pretty pussy. I got that good pussy, that cookie, cookie pussy. I got that good shit, that juicy, that pretty pussy. That's why I slap now. That got your mind slapped now. That can't be.
I mean, how can you not? I mean, come on. You can't be fine. Don't that make you just want to fuck? Don't that make you just want to just get some out of your pussy key? Really?
Ugh. Yeah.
You got your stuff? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
But it's one of those songs that just make you want to fuck. It's a real sexual song. That's all I'm saying.
It is, very much so.
You know, it's fast, even though it's up-tempo. When you play that song, it's like you and you know that shit should make your pussy wet. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If it don't make your pussy wet, you probably just got some babbit-ass pussy anyway, ho. All right. Question number 3. I'm coming. 912-770-6785194-43. I'm coming. I'm gonna speed it up. But that song right there goes hard. Question number 3. What song automatically puts you in the mood? Everybody's got that one song that just every time you hear it, it just make you just wanna like for instance, Snapper. Snapper makes me just wanna get some head from a hood rat bitch though.
You see, you wrong.
I don't want to fuck a classic chick off Snapper. That's that old project pussy you want to get on Snapper. You know what I'm saying? That goddamn four baby daddy pussy. Okay, no.
You know what?
Seriously. Okay, so for real, what song automatically puts you in the mood? What song?
I would say one of my favorites would have to be Lose Control by Silk, because that's what I make them do.
Lose Control. How does that go? How does that go? Can you sing a little bit of it? I forgot.
Let me make you lose. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? The thing about that song is it sounds just like Let Me Lick You Up and Down.
It don't matter, though. It don't matter because I'm just saying, like, Lose Control is what they're about to do in a minute.
Wow. Hey, fellas. You hear this shit? She gonna make you lose. You. Okay. Question number 4. Do you have your own personal get it in sex CD that you like to get it into? Or do you make your own music? Or do you just kind of like use a playlist? Or how do you go about when you get it in? You know, because I hope
well,
it lasts longer than a song. So.
I have both. I have a CD, like a personal sit down made that CD, and I got a playlist on my iPod. That CD just for, you know, that ain't for everybody.
Okay. Well, do you listen to the radio? You ever listen to the radio? See, I had a problem with
No.
I can't do the commercials. Like, when you fucking this shit and you got the good, and then it goes to, like, all of a sudden they go to some crazy-ass commercial, and you're like, you know, it's kind of fucking
cool. We don't listen to the radio no more. That's back in the old days right there, listening to the Quiet Storm or something.
Yeah, some people still listen to the radio when they fuck. I'm gonna find out how many people really still listen to the actual FM radio commercials and all. Cause I bet you, I guarantee you on the phone line. I'm telling you, even in this day and age of iPods and iTunes and playlists. Last question: give me your top 5 sex songs ever made. Top 5.
12 Play.
Mm-hmm.
Insatiable by Prince.
Really?
Yeah, Emotional by Carl Thomas. I'm looking at my playlist,
everybody have your five on the phone. Get your five together. Write it down.
I got Whip Appeal.
Okay, Whip Appeal. That's really old school. That's really
you. And Jodeci. Jodeci. I like old music. Yeah, I like that old stuff.
Jodeci phone.
Stay. Hello?
Oh, which Jodeci song?
You said what now?
Which Jodeci song?
Stay. Stay by Jodeci.
Stay? Baby, won't you just... Oh, boy! Y'all couldn't fuck with Jodeci, man. They was the dudes. All right, Keith, stand by. Let me go to the next caller, all right?
All right.
All right. Next up from the 912, Billy Bad. What's popping, homie?
Hey, what's happening, homeboy? We back on the air, man.
Yes, man. I can't stay away for too long. They need K100 in their life, man. I noticed in the absence of K100, a bunch of fake motherfuckers start popping out of nowhere, coming up out of the woodwork shit. Yeah.
I noticed it.
770-676 up next, then 678-519. Then I see Twink on the line, in that order. Shout out to everybody else that's on the phone line. Thank you. Appreciate you for calling into the show. We got about 20 people on the phone line. Shout out to everybody who's listening on the radio over the internet. I can't really see you, your numbers, but I always know you guys are there. And also shout out to everybody who's going to listen to this via the podcast from iTunes. Really appreciate that support, you dig? All right, give me back to you. First of all, you know the drill.
Yep. And I already got a mash. I just seen this on the news today. Got a mash. I'm mashing right now. Number one, the jurors who spoke their names at that Casey Anthony stuff. You didn't have to reveal your names, otherwise you would not get the death threats. You would not get the protests in your front yard. You would get all these Facebook death threats. And imagine those who want to give the death threats to those who wanted to say what they had to say about the whole trial thing. That's what I want to mash on. I mean, the shit's over with. I mean, there's no further proof that you can say that she did it. I mean, go out there to Florida and try to find it yourself. But that's what I'm mashing on right now.
I don't mind mashing the motherfuckers for several reasons. Yeah. Not staying on the subject too long so we can get back to talk about fucking. Of course. But my whole thing with that is, motherfucker, if your punk ass is on trial, okay, you will want your motherfucking lawyer to get your punk ass off too. So I'm not mad at her lawyer. I'm not mad at the jurors. If anybody want to be mad at somebody, be mad at the motherfucking inept prosecution who didn't present enough evidence, who went head first with the investigation without gathering all the fucking evidence and getting everything and getting their ducks in a row, and they lost to a superior lawyer. All right? At the end of the day, if she did that shit to her child, you know, when she meet her maker, she'll get her just dues at the end of the fucking day. Because at the end of the day, we can sit down here and play judge, jury, and all that fuck-ass shit and down here, like, but we people... they people, we all people. So fuck all that shit. She beat ass trial. Fuck that. Hey, hoorah. What can I say? Do I think she did it? Yeah, I think she had something to do with the little girl being killed. Hell fucking yeah, I do. But at the end of the day, I'm all about a motherfucking goddamn fair trial. Period, point blank. So when my ass is on the line, even if I did have them four keys in the motherfucking car, officer, and you found all four of the motherfuckers, bitch, get me a lawyer to whoop these motherfuckers. Hell you talking about? Okay. That's my motherfucking goddamn.
Right. Oh, yeah, another thing, Blizzum. Yeah. I gave the album to my auntie. My auntie loved it, and
really?
I already told you on the yeah. My auntie loved it, man. She's like 55 years old. She loved it, and gave it to a DJ who be DJing out in the clubs in Jacksonville. You know, what I'm saying, he digging it. You know, I told you he be bumping while mad when he come up to work. but they digging it, man.
That's what's up.
And then
man.
Believe it. My birthday this Saturday. I'm giving it to DJ Two Gun when I go out there and go ham on my birthday. Shout out to the cancels, you know.
Yeah,
so,
shout out to the cancels. We the shit. Fuck you. Fuck all y'all. We the shit. I like some of y'all, but fuck all y'all. We the shit. Okay, what else? All right, let me go all ahead right. And get episode. Episode 201. Sex into the beat. Billy Bad, first question. Do you prefer sex in the background or not?
I do. But not too loud, but I do because I like to hear sounds. You know what I'm saying? But I do, most definitely.
Okay. And that's my thing with it. I like it. I just don't like it when it's overbearing, when it's so loud that I'm like, you know, listen, you know what I'm saying? I don't want the shit really loud. You know, I just
You're going to lose your stroke. You're going to lose your stroke because you're going to say, hey, turn that music down a little bit. You're going to lose your stroke. You have to find your stroke again when you put it back in.
You know what? Let me ask you this right here since I got a guy on the line.
Yeah.
I know how I am. I just want to ask, you know, I might go back to Key and ask after I get to the rest of the callers. I start out slow. I try to go slow. I try to be, quote unquote, what they like to call gentle, I guess. I don't know when I start out. But at some point during the course of this session, I'm going to start beating the pussy up. Period. All right? That's my sex style. It is what it is. I cannot fuck you slow for an hour. I can't even fuck you slow for 30 minutes straight. Not happening. I give you a good 15 and slow shit max. Then I'm going to start beating your shit in. That's what I do. But they always like it, so I haven't had any complaints. So, with that being said, what do you do when the music is still slow, but you're ready to start beating, homie? Do you just tune the music out or what?
I tune it out, man. I tune it out because she's going to demand. You know, I like a woman who going to talk shit during sex, you know what I'm saying? She going to be listening to that slow shit all the damn time. She's going to tune it out, too. And she's going to say, hey, beat this shit up like you mad at it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to beat that shit up like I'm mad at it. Like it snitched on me.
I know. I don't know why the fuck all these goddamn women be all on goddamn Facebook and shit acting like, oh, I just want somebody to love me. I just want somebody to help. Bitch, you want somebody to beat up all of you motherfuckers, especially if you're a black woman. You want somebody to beat up. So the bitch look at me like, niggas, you crazy? Beat this shit. I'm just saying. Am I lying?
Nah.
Am I lying? Hold on. Nah. Key, am I checking? Am I lying?
Yeah, you want to beat it up sometimes. You want somebody to make you rip them cheeks off your head.
Right, exactly.
Damn, rip them off.
And then again, like, Billy, gonna make you rip them off. That's what she said.
Yeah,
that too.
I'll rip
your ass off, but hey. Stop. I'll incredible Hulk smash that shit. Yeah.
All right, hold on, Keith. All right, back to Billy Bass. All right, Billy Bass, question number two. What's your favorite kind of shit that you listen to in the background? Slow, mid-tempo, upbeat? What you listen to?
The slow's always going to start it off, you know what I'm saying? I'm old school, so the slow's always going to start it off first. You know what I'm saying? That's a teaser. And, of course, when it speeds it up a little bit, you got to match the music, too. That's if she ain't talking, you know, that's if she ain't saying, hey, beat this up.
But this is what I'm saying, man. 9 out of 10 times. I'm gonna ask you this in the next question. Before I go on, have you ever had sex to up tempo music? Have you ever fucked off Luke Skywalker? Don't stop, get it.
Hey,
doo doo brown. Doo doo brown.
Hey, I smash off a hydraulics, dog. Come on.
I have fucked off shit. When I was in high school, I used to fuck off shit what your mama gave you. I'm from Florida, though. So we used to goddamn just go for shit. That's why now people don't understand. Us Florida guys, you have to understand where we're from and the music and culture of where we're from. Okay?
I know about it.
Ridiculously ham in the bedroom with women because of the culture of where we was raised and where we from. But yeah,
yep.
I used to fuck off shit your mama gave you. Like it was nothing. Have you ever fucked off something like that up that fast?
Hey, hydraulics, man.
Hydraulics.
Yep. God. Hydraulics.
Okay. Next question. What song or artist automatically, like, push you in the mood? Every time you hear this, you're trying to cut something when you hear this shit right here. Which one? I don't know if I have a particular.
You know what? The one that really makes me just want to just rip the panties off with my mouth. Is Can You Handle It by Usher. I don't know what it is, that the intro of the song just made me want to just lay her down and just rip the panties off with my mouth, dog. That's a good
one. Wow. Okay. Okay. All right. Question number four. Do you have your own personal get it in CD that you sex to? If so, what's on it? What's on your playlist,
Tony? I got about like 3, 4, 5 of them, man. Mainly 5.
Uh-huh.
I got 5 of them. But see, they all diverse. They from slow to fast, old school to new school, you know what I'm saying? I always start off with the old school, you know what I'm saying? I take it back to the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Start with SWV, you know what I'm saying? Then kick it off with Jodeci Phenom.
Okay, Phenom, yeah, you know, okay. I understand starting off with that era, progressing it on up. What's new that you like to listen to? What's the new shit you like? What's the new one that you would add in there right now?
Okay,
we're talking about motivation today. The song Kelly Rowland's Motivation. Is that Kelly Rowland? Yeah. Motivation. I think that's her. Yeah. Yeah. Motivation.
Okay, I ain't cut a girl yet off. Thing. Mainly like Trey. Okay, I give it to Trey Songz. Trey Songz know how to get a girl just to strip down with the quick
homie. You got to give it to the homies. Trey Songz is basically this generation's R. Kelly. It's closest thing to it. Is there really never really another another Kells per se? I don't think. But he's the closest thing that this generation that's about like 20, that's about 18 to 25 have, which is will be Trey Songz. He do make some goddamn, you know, he'll get him out the panties ASAP. I'll give it to the homie on that. Give me your top 5 sex songs ever.
Okay, top 5 sex songs. Number 1, Tyrese, On Top of Me. Number 2, Janet Jackson, Warmth. Number 3, also Janet Jackson, Anytime, Any Place. That's back in 1993, for those that don't know. Number 4, the Isley Brothers. Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Number 4, Isley Brothers, Let's Lay Together. That's from the Don't Be a Mrs. South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood soundtrack. And then number 5. Okay, number 5, you know I'm about to give it to Luda on the Sex Room track, man.
You got Ludacris as one of your top 5 sex songs of all time.
Hey, Luda be singing that too, bro. Luda know what he's doing on the tracks, man.
I mean, yeah, but I said of all time, homie. So how does it seem like you're ready about R. Kelly not make that? You need to have one R. Kelly song on your top 5.
That's not even on the top 5. But that would need to be touched. The song is too good to make the list.
You didn't have one
too good to make the list. That's too good to make the list. That's on a higher pedestal.
Hold on. I asked you to make the best of all time, and you telling me that's too good to make the freaking list? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Man, please, I can name a bunch of R. Kelly stuff I could get the girls into. It seems like you're ready. I can get the Bump the Grind, the Bump the Grind remix, Honey Love. I can get You Remind Me. I can get the remix on it. You know what I'm saying? So, Jazz is in a class by himself to where he don't even need to be on the list.
Okay, fine.
That's how good it is.
Okay, fine.
Jazz is in a class by himself.
Okay, fine. R. Kelly doesn't need to be on the list. Okay. Damn it, Billy Bad. All right, stand by. Jeez.
Yes, sir.
770, I think it's Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, girl, what it do? 678-519, on deck next. Then Twink. Then I see Jana. I see all my folks is here. All my folks in the building. I see Keisha F. Baby in the building. We got everybody. We got the gangs out here, nigga. Almost. Not really, but close enough. And shout out to everybody else that's listening in for the first time who haven't hit the number 1. But just in case you don't know, if you listen to me on the phone and you want to talk to me, you got to hit the number 1 on your keypad. When you do that, it signals my switchboard and lets me know that you want to talk. If not, I generally don't come to your phone lines, people. So if you really want me to like come to you, if you're just listening on the line just to listen to the show, that's cool. I appreciate it. But if you actually want me to like come to your phone line and you want to answer the questions, then you got to make sure you hit the number 1, because I got about 15 people on the phone line that isn't doing it. But it's cool if you just want to listen. It's all good. All right? I'm just letting you know, because some of these numbers I don't. And what's up with all the fucking block numbers? Like, I can't see your fucking number. I might not answer none of y'all motherfuckers. Y'all trying to set a nigga up. Okay, Michigan girl. Of course, you know the drill.
Yeah.
It's Monday. What you got for me?
I ain't got nobody to mash, but I got some feedback for you. I gave your album to some of my coworkers, and they feeling it. They like, that's what's up, so.
They like it?
They liking it.
What's up? What's up? Any particular songs they say they digging?
Let's see. A couple of them, the females, of course, like Love or Lust and Queen, of course. A couple of the dudes like Why I'm Mad and Pistols Up. So.
The hard
those
shit.
Those were the ones that they, you know, brought
I'm
up.
I am mad is surprisingly popular to me. I love the song, but so many people like that song. Yeah. And I almost didn't put it on the album. That's what's fucking hilarious. Okay, but you don't have anybody to mash, and I've been off the air for 2 fucking months. You have no one to mash? Really?
I really don't have anybody to mash.
I ought to mash you just for that.
Yeah! Ooh, that's just not good.
Okay, episode 201. Sex to the beat. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in on the lines. Thanks, everybody, for listening to me on the podcast after the fact. Shouts out to everybody listening to me live right now at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. I salute you. Michigan girl, first question. Do you prefer sex in the... Prefer sex with music in the background or not? Which one?
I mean, I like it, but I don't have to have it.
You don't have to have it?
No. Sometimes I just want to get to it. I don't need the music.
You ever had a song that make you just want to suck a dick?
She roasts me, she jerks me. She don't wanna hurt me. It feels so good when she let her lips touch me. I want to hurt. I want to hurt the dirt. I want to hurt the dirt. I want to hurt the dirt. She do it so good, and you don't understand. She always catch it, and she do it with no hands. I want to hurt the dirt. I want to hurt the dirt. I want to hurt the dirt. I want to hurt the dirt.
Okay.
Yo ass. Slurp and burp will definitely make you want to suck a dick.
Of course. Okay. Anyway. So you like the music in the background. You do like it, right?
I mean, I like it, yeah, but I ain't got to have it every time, and it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
So sometimes you just want to just hear, you just want the raw sounds. Just to...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
No problem with that. No problemo. I'm not mad at you. Because sometimes that's all I want to hear sometimes. You ain't got time to fumble with the CD player and the iPod. Bitch, get naked. God damn it. God damn talking and shit. Okay. Question number two. When you do bump the music, though, what do you like? What kind of music do you like? Slow, fast, mid-tempo? What you like?
I like slow to mid-tempo. I mean, when I was younger, I did do it off some fast music. Oh, my God. And I'm from... No, I'm not from Florida. I'm from Michigan. I did it off of, Poe Pimp by Do or Die and some Twista. Twista got a song where he's talking about make your ass roll like some 24s, and I did it off of that, too.
Did you make your ass roll like 24s?
Yeah, actually, I did. Yeah.
How do you make your ass roll like a 24? I didn't look at that video and remind myself about ass rolls like a 24. Yeah. But what do you prefer, mid-tempo, slow?
I prefer slow to mid. Slow, mm-hmm. Pretty much slow, maybe. You could throw a couple mm-hmm. mid-tempo songs in there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Question number three. What song or artist automatically puts you in the mood? When you hear this artist or this song or whatever, it's like you already, nigga, if you ain't got nothing on deck, you a little perturbed at that moment.
Man, when I hear Do Me Baby by Prince.
How does that go? Only Do Me Baby, I know. Do Me Baby.
No, Prince is old school. Oh, you're going to have to Google it because I ain't singing it.
Well, I have no idea what it sounds like. Somebody get me Prince. Somebody get me Prince on the line. We got Prince. Oh, there's no one here but me.
you can YouTube it or Google it or something. I'm not sure.
My radio show isn't there. I don't have assistance right now. Where the fuck is Pete Ranch, by the way? Just thought about that. Fucking co-host don't ever come to work anymore. What type of shit I be talking about? Question number four. I'm firing Pete Ranch from being co-host to K100. That's it. I'm hanging up the air with you, P. never coming to work ass. That's why you can't do business with niggas. Question number four: do you have your own personal get it in CD that you like to sex to, or do you have a playlist, or how do you pick your music, and how do you go about running it? Do you listen to the radio by any chance, or what?
Nah, radio is played out. Radio is played out. I had the bomb CD, a couple of them, and now they got broke. We won't even talk about that. And so I got some songs in my laptop. I need to burn a new CD for.
So what do you play? Your laptop? You play your laptop, or you got a playlist, or?
I got a playlist on my laptop. Might have to break out Pandora every once in a while. I got a couple playlists on there that's cool.
Okay,
but the CD is the bomb, but my CDs got broke.
Oh, damn. Who broke the CDs? Did you break the CDs?
That ex broke my CDs.
Oh, well, you ain't finna fuck nobody off them motherfuckers. Yeah, wrong with you? You finna fuck the next nigga off these motherfuckers? Bitch, please. Fuck wrong with you, Al? That's what happened.
They was mine.
You think you finna take that CD and go fuck somebody else off of it?
They was mine. I made them, so what?
This type of shit I be talking about. Next one, give me your five top sex songs ever.
I've been trying to think about this all day. Of course, you got Your Body's Calling by R. Kelly, 12 Play, R. Kelly, Honey Love, Freak Me, Your Body by LSG, is that five? Because I got Fiendin' by Jodeci and Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition.
I like your playlist. That's pretty good. You got like three or four R. Kelly songs on there though, but I mean,
I'm from the Midwest, and of course that's R. Kelly. Hey.
I mean, but no, I'm saying, cause I mean, like with Billy Bad, I just had to murk him one more time. How the hell you got a top five playlist all time? You got Ludacris on the motherfucker, but not R. Kelly.
No, you gotta have some R. Kelly. I don't care what nobody say. You can say what you want about R. Kelly. You got to have R. Kelly in the playlist. And I mean, them just a couple, because there's so many more you can add to it.
Kelly has the only album, literally album, that you can
play.
Play is the only album that you can actually play all the way through and fuck off of. 12 Play, R. Kelly.
Exactly.
And all the other of some other shit on it, but he made that mute. That's the, even the quote-unquote fast songs on 12 Play are fuck songs. Okay? That is the ultimate fuck album ever made. 12 Play. It's not even a question. And this nigga going to not have R. Kelly on the fucking top.
Yeah, you can't not have R. Kelly on there. I don't care what nobody say. You got to have R. Kelly. You got to have some R. Kelly in there.
I don't know what's going to do with that. All right. Stay on the line. I got more people coming up.
All right.
678-519. You okay, 100?
Hi, Blizzard. Miss Novaya.
Oh! Thanks for calling the show.
Hi.
I think this might be the first time you've ever called K100. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, it is, because it's my type of topic.
Oh, shit, now. For those of you who don't know, Clarissa has a dunk-a-dunk. Uh-oh, my bad. what am I, blind? No one can see your fat, juicy, sumptuous ass when you walk by? What am I, a fag now? Stop it. Okay. But first of all, since this is your first time, and I know you don't know how to, you may not know the format, but every Monday we have what we call Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. So if you got anything that's been pissing you off, like over the weekend or all throughout the week last week, every Monday, because everybody normally has a stressful Monday, and Monday's the first day of the week, and people are mad, I let them go ahead and, clear their throat and clear their void.
Yeah! Oh. Okay. Yup, I do that. I want to mash all these fake-ass directors that think they balling, these producers and artists that think they balling and want fly-ass models but don't want to pay them. That's who I want to mash.
You want to mash everybody who's Poe Pippin. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Look, brother. You get what you pay for. Now, either you a trill motherfucker and you got a lot of goddamn bad chicks on deck that you ain't got to pay, or you're going to have to pay. Get your chips up, nigga. That's all I'm going to tell you. Get your fucking chips up. Don't disrespect the model.
They be fronting. They be fronting like they got all this money, and then they pick you out of all these casting calls, and then they want to front when you get on the set like, oh, we don't got the money we was going to give you. I will walk straight off.
Wow. Okay, we mashing broke directors and artists.
Yeah.
Trying to do it big. Look, homie, if you can't afford models.
If you can't afford it, keep it real. I'll stay if you keep it real.
Right. But don't try to get you on the set and get you to do all that, and then at the end of the day, they don't want to pay you. That's some
exactly.
bullshit. Exactly. I understand, Mom. We won't have that at K100. We'll match them, in fact, indeed. Okay, episode 201. All right. Sex to the beat. Okay, so question number one, this is for you, of course, all these questions. Do you prefer sex with music in the background, or do you want to drive? Do you want to just hear the sound and that's it? Which one?
To me, it depends on the moment, the mood. I usually like music if it's like, you know, up in my crib or his crib, but if it's some spontaneous shit that's outdoors somewhere, who the fuck cares about the music?
Uh-huh. But if it's planned and you know he's coming over later, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll set up the music. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You done shaved it up and got it all clean and bald? You know, you ready?
Exactly. The music is coming on.
I got a question. Do you shave it bald? Is it shaved bald? Just curious.
Mine?
Yeah.
Bless him.
This is a question. You should not. Maybe no one told you about this fucking show before you called in. There is no such thing as an out of bounds question. Okay, I say it. Where the hell I want to say it at any given moment, and you have to answer.
Yes.
Woohoo! That's all you motherfuckers who know the homegirl and you were fantasizing. I just did that as a favor for the fellas. You niggas owe me one. Okay. Question number two. If what's your favorite kind of music that you listen to then? Since you said you like the music when you're playing it out. What's your favorite kind? Slow jams, old school, what?
I like mid-tempo.
Slow
jams and mid-tempo.
Uh-huh. Have you ever did it off a Luke Skywalker song?
Hell to the no.
What about, you know, you got a little Spanish in you, baby. You know, what about a little salsa? Eh? Little salsa?
No salsa.
No salsa?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Not sex.
Wow.
I dance to salsa. I don't fuck to salsa.
So you couldn't dance, so you couldn't flip off this.
We can do this all night long.
Yeah, I told you I got you, lady. Blizzum, Shasty, Ashley, Misty Carter.
DJ, play my song.
You can hit the ball to flow for this one.
Hey, the hell with them other jokers. Shawty, you...
Okay, I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm just saying. A little bit flat. You couldn't fuck off that?
All right.
Next question. I'm just having a little fun. The show is fun. This is entertainment, people. Be so serious all the time. What song or artist acts automatically puts you in the mood every time? Every time you hear it.
Egyptian.
Who?
Egyptian, the guy who's that reggae song, Hold Ya.
Who?
Egyptian. You never
Egyptian?
Heard of him?
No, it's reggae. So you like
it's
reggae?
Reggae.
Reggae mm-hmm. Reggae is some fucking sex. You know what? No one said anything about reggae. No one has said reggae is the fucking.
It don't matter where I'm at. That song comes on, and that's the older song. That
uh-huh.
shit is off the hook.
Right. Let me put that in the playlist right about now. Egyptian. Okay, got it. So I'm having a party at my place next weekend. I'm just playing. You people have got to lighten up, man. You people have got to freaking lighten up. Okay? My homegirl. Team Striz, damn it. But no one has said anything about... No one has said anything about reggae. And I think reggae is like fuck music anyway. Any reggae song. I don't give a fuck from whoever, from Supercat to fucking, you know, Mad Lion. I don't give a shit. It's all Patrick. It's all something about reggae makes you want to fuck every time you hear it. Like, no one, every time you heard, remember the song Flex? Flex, so.
Time to have sex. Exactly.
Come on. You never fucked up that song. You're the lamest motherfucker ever. If you are over the age of 30 and you've never got any pussy off Flex, kill yourself, nigga. Do it now. Do yourself a favor. Your life is just. Your life is fucking useless, homie. All right, next question. Do you have your own personal Get It In CD mix that you listen to, or do you listen to the radio, or what?
I got my Get It In CD.
Yeah, you got it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Made it yourself?
Yeah.
Got a little reggae on it?
I have a couple of them.
Really? Damn. A couple of them? What you be
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, because I've had a couple, you know, Lism. I haven't only been with one man. You understand what I'm saying? I've had my 5 years, my bids. I've done bids with different dudes.
Uh-huh. So everybody has their own CDs. So what is it? So what is it that you can't use that CD with no one else? After you're
no,
done
I don't do no because like if I have a dude I've been with for 4 or 5 years, I make CDs. It's just songs that remind me of him.
Oh, okay. You remind me of my G. Wanna ride it? Of course. So if the other guy reminds you of a fucking Camaro, it's no dice. All right. So give me your top 5 sex songs ever, so we can get to the next caller. Top 5 sex songs ever.
Of course. Your other listener said Kelly Rowland, Motivation.
Really?
That's yeah, like
ever,
that.
Ever? Or,
to
I
me
mean,
right now at this point.
Okay.
In my life. Okay. And then okay. I have Sexual Healing.
Ah. I wanted somebody was going to give credence where credence was due. No one said Sexual Healing. This motherfucker ludicrous and didn't say Sexual Healing. Fuck is wrong with Billy Bad. Okay.
So Sexual Healing, Rihanna, What's My Name. I like Lloyd. I like Lloyd's song, Get It Shorty.
Okay. Wait a minute, Get It Shorty. Get It Shorty, Get It Shorty.
Yeah.
That's kind of up-tempo. Like, I'm riding out on the back from that right there. You know?
But listen to what he's saying. All he wants is for her to back it up and put her weight on it. I like that song.
So you go ahead. So that's what you basically, because you're going to back it up and put your weight on it. Okay.
And then you guys already said R. Kelly. I had him on my list with his 12th day, but Trey Songz is doing it up with his Red Lips.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's a sexual sensual. You know, I don't know about Get It Shawty. I don't know how that got in there, but you know that's like when you know when I hear that one come on and I'm already beating it. And, you know that one come on. I'm a you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna pick up the pace a little bit.
It's more. You know you don't have to be on that slow shit all the time.
I know that. I'm
you
never,
don't have to.
No, I know. I like the fast shit. I'm from Florida. I used to fuck up all the time. Shake what your mama gave you. Beat it down.
And I just want to let you know that everybody in my surroundings is. Sweat in my CD that you gave me, so I'm telling them to get their own.
Thank you. Getting good reviews of it. I'm getting really good reviews of people that's listened to it, though, man. I'm not saying that because it's me. I'm really not. People that have listened to it, and they're people that they're telling me they like the album. They're saying it's great. It's good. So I'm really
you know
happy.
What song off of your CD that I will rock to in the bed?
Which one?
You're gonna laugh about this one.
What?
The one that I like, that I would really get it in, is Ready for War.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. It's not a sexual song, but the beat.
But it's the beat.
Yes, the beat and the mood. I can understand that. I can see that. I think the only really fuck song I got on the album might be Love or Lust, actually, to me personally. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That I can see people just really saying, I want to fuck to that, but who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I think Love or Lust is one that's actually, yeah, that's probably the sexiest song on the album to me. All right, thanks for calling into the show. All right, stand by.
All right,
okay?
Baby. Okay.
All right. Next up, let's see. We got Twink, and then we got Keisha F. Twink, what it do, babe?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, babe? Thanks for calling the show. You did? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's your internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Episode 201. Sex to the beat. Oh, my. Oh, my. Welcome everybody to the show, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in. I really appreciate everybody that's listening on the phone lines. Shouts out to all of y'all. Shouts out to everybody listening to me via Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Big ups to everybody who's listening to this after the fact via the podcast on iTunes. Remember, you can catch K-100 Internet Radio and all the past episodes of K-100, all 200 other episodes that you might have missed just by going to iTunes, all right? Go to the iTunes store, go up under the podcast section, type in K100, K, the letter K, the number 100. You're going to see the middle finger, the logo, the middle finger up. That's us, all right? All episodes of K100 can be downloaded to your podcast, to your pod, iPod, to your hard top, desktop or whatever, and then you can burn a CD, put it on your iPod player, and take it with you, man. So if you're just not learning about K100 Internet Radio, we got crazy episodes, and we talk about a whole bunch of stuff, and it be real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of sex, but not all sex. Music, politics, relationships, stuff that goes on with just black people, black and white, race issues, everything, man. We cover the gambit. So if you're just not really learning about my show, man, I got 200 other episodes up under my belt. Give it the program, man. Catch up on what you've been missing on, okay? You dig? All right, so Clint, what's happening, babe?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing, man. Man, thank you for calling the show. You know the drill.
Yeah!
It's Monday.
Yes. I need to mash the most clingiest female I've ever dealt with in my life. I'm not going to say her name, but when I go to the gas station, which is a block away, there's no reason why you need to accompany me. I might have wanted to go to get away from your ass. If I go to the dollar store, fuck off my nuts, shorty. The reason why I don't date bitches anymore is because y'all want so goddamn much. Ugh.
Damn, you needy bitches! Twink says, you bitches are needy. Now, see, this is coming from a female. If a female gonna sit here and tell y'all that y'all is needy, what the hell you want us to do? What do you want us to do, ladies? Y'all needy. Y'all clean. This is another female saying y'all clean. I mean,
I also need to give kudos to any man that happens to be dating a female, because I don't understand how y'all do it. I know you don't want to be gay, but damn, you don't have to wife a bitch. Marriage is a choice.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Well, see, then, you know, wow. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of women on the phone lines that just totally took offense to what the fuck you just said. But, yeah, see, in our world, we can't just fuck forever. At some point, if we really want to keep fucking with her, we're going to have to goddamn give it up. Right? We're going to have to give up the ring. We're going to have to give up the rest of the shit. Can't do it forever. We would like to. All of us. We would like to just fucking never get married. But that's not how it works for us. Sorry.
That's why I'm against gay marriages, because I don't want a bitch to go, we get married now.
You know, you just a twisted, demented motherfucker. Okay. One. Yeah, you got some issues, Twink. But for right now, sex to the beat. Let's get to it. Do you prefer sex with music in the background or not?
I prefer sex with sex in the background. I don't care if it's music, if it's the TV. Don't give a damn. I will fuck to an infomercial.
You don't.
What was that?
Now, I'm going to tell you the one thing I'd rather have in the background besides music is porn. I really love having porn going in the background. This is me personally. I like porn in the background when I'm fucking.
That's
you know
my bad, because you know what? I made the comment over the weekend, matter of fact, last week, that I wish that women came with LED screens. That way, while I was eating her out, I could be watching porn.
Oh,
summer.
My God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
You know, you chicks. I'm having a show coming up with my homegirl, Misbehaving. I'm trying to schedule a call. She got a song called Girl on Girl. And I'm doing a show where we're going to be talking about girls who like girls, but they're not gay. They just like girls. And I got to make sure you've got to be on the line for that one, because you're just ridiculously out of control. I think you're getting worse than Ruby at this point. You might be worse than Ruby.
You know what? And anyone that needs music, I have Fuck to Your album, actually, the first night I got it. Not the first night, the second night I had it. And I just put it on.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to it. I'm sure he walked in the room. And because I don't care what's playing in the background, we got it in. And I think I went, like, super hard to Mr. 40 Cal. That's the name of it. I couldn't remember the name of the song.
Mr. 40 Cal. That song had nothing sexual about it. It's talking about robbing people.
It does. And it's just such a mad song that I just went all out, all in.
Wow.
It's just, you just sound so mad.
Yeah,
and anger turns me on for some reason.
Exactly. That was that's extra hood, but okay. But thank you for that plug. Yeah. Question number two. What's your favorite kind of music? Whenever you do, you get past the infomercials. What kind of music do you like? Slow, fast, or what?
I like. Now, this is gonna go against what I just said, but I like R&B. I would much rather listen to a man sing than anything else. But again, it doesn't matter what's on.
Okay, long as there's pussy or dick in the room, whichever you feel like today.
Yeah, actually, lately it's just been pussy. I think I've given up on men.
You've given up on men?
I think so. Y'all don't do anything for me anymore. Sorry.
I don't understand. We can do everything that she does. They're the one who can't do what we do, but okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Question number three. What song or artist automatically puts you in the mood no matter what? Who the fuck? When you hear this person or what is you ready to get it in?
R. Kelly all day. Like R. Kelly can sing the alphabet and I don't care who's near me, man, woman, transsexual, it's on the popping. Just
no, you really got some fucking issues, sweet God. Jesus. But I love my people, man. Everybody's different strokes for different folks. That's what I tell you. I'm not mad. Twink is... Would you really fucking transsexual? I just want to be clear before I move on. I can't let that fly.
Would I? Again, no. Have I? Yes.
You fucked a tranny?
I did.
See, this is sometimes... You know, K100 Internet Radio. You hear stuff with K100 and you just like... Oh my God. This is one of those oh my God moments. You fucked a tranny. What was it? A tranny girl? Tranny girl? What was it?
She was a girl at the time. Like, this is. Post-operation. This is post-operation. I wanted to see what it looked like after it was removed. And I was like, oh, smart. I wanted to see if it worked the same way. So.
What the fuck do you... So she had a dick first and got it cut off?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
What do you mean what I do?
I mean, did it have... I have no idea what to ask you. Because I don't fucking know what. Shit, help me out. The fuck? Right, I don't know what to
I mean,
you. What happened? Well, I don't
know what happened. I can describe to you what it looked like.
Never mind. I changed my mind. I just don't want to fucking know.
I was like, yeah, if you want to know, you know, I'll tell you. I don't mind. I can give you play-by-play details as to...
Yep, it's dinner time. People might have just ate. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to move
on. Well, you know what? I'm going to do a special show just for you, and I'll talk about it on my show.
I don't want to be in the training show. I don't want to call in. I don't want to be on that show that you do. So, yeah. Next question. Anyway, moving right along. Do you have a personal CD that you sex to? A playlist? A radio? What do you have?
I have a playlist on my phone, which includes. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you exactly what it includes right now. It includes some unsigned artists. I have Motivation. This artist called Young Tech, his song Bedroom, actually is my favorite right now, which is weird. Someone to Love by Babyface and John B. Wet the Bed by Chris Brown. I Like by Jeremiah with Ludacris. Butterflies by Michael Jackson. Birthday Sex by Jeremiah. Happily Ever After by Kate. 12 Play by R. Kelly. Actually, R. Kelly has his own playlist, which is intertwined into this one. Marvin's Room by Drake. I really like that song right now.
Okay.
Naked by Marcus Houston.
Yeah, you got a... I mean... You know, you got some songs. You know. You got some songs. They're all right. I'm gonna get ready to play a couple of fuck songs in a little bit, you know, and while after I take this next caller, Keisha F, because she's been on the line for a minute. I gotta say, out of all the music I ever made, I think my one song that I actually feel is really a song that you can really fuck to is "You Don't Come Around," even though.
I've done that a couple times. I love that song. It's actually on my phone. Yeah,
really?
It's on my phone. I love that song.
My song "You Don't Come Around" is probably the one song I got that really is like you can. It's just the beat of the song. A lot of people when that song came out, they was like, "Nah, I'd be fucking up if you don't come around." Now it's like, "Yeah, me too."
Yeah.
Right. So that was probably my one song that really stands up. But like I said, off the cinema of me, I didn't have a song that matched the mood of "You Don't Come Around." But "Love of Lust" is a sexy song. It's just kind of a little bit up tempo. But we'll get into some of that.
Anybody that has your album, if you haven't done it, to Grind to the Max, Mr. 45, Wine Max, Pistols Up, like any song that just sounds mad, go ahead. That's what you just, any song where you can just imagine Blizzard staring at you, wanting to shoot you, just get it in. Just go ahead and do the slow stuff first. But then once you hear Blizzard in the background, Blizzard, and then that beat go, and you just go off, yeah. Ain't no holding back. Get it in. Over with. I'll let you in the morning, Shirley.
All right. Last question, then Keisha. Top 5 sex songs ever. Ever.
Anything by R. Kelly.
Anything by R. Kelly.
Okay. Anything by Luther Vandross. I love Luther. Luther should sing my panties off from his grave right now.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let's see. What is the name of that song? The one by Pleasure P. Under. Oh, it's
okay.
G.
Okay.
I don't give a damn what they say he did. That song says.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, I mean, Luther was gay, and nobody's, you know what I'm saying? Nobody
says
no.
So is Tevin Campbell, and I love Tevin Campbell.
And Johnny Gill, so. That's what they say.
What?
So.
I love Johnny Gill. My. Oh.
Yeah. He's got one of the great fuck songs all the time, you know. And he's,
that
you know,
song.
I mean, you know, I don't think, at the end of the day, if you just make a great love song, it's a sex song or whatever you want to call them, it is what it is. All right. Stay on the line. All right. Stay on the line if you can, okay?
Oh. And, well, actually, I can't stay on the line. You know, I got to go get the kids and put them in bed. But,
okay.
I did hand your album off to a DJ here in Baltimore when I got back.
Oh, okay.
So you'll be getting paperwork in your email to sign off, because there's a couple songs that they really did want to get circulating, you know, in the clubs down here, and, you know, it might get picked up on the radio or whatever, but you have to go ahead and talk that out with them. I gave them your information.
Hey, I love it. You say it. Stand by, right? Or if not, real good, I'll catch you again. All right, here we go. Keisha F, baby. What's going on, babe?
Hello. Nothing much. Same old.
What it do. Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for hanging on and holding on and hanging around for a while. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. Also, I was trying to get to everybody. I had so many people calling in. Like, it was like almost 30 people on the line at one point. We still got a good few, even though a lot of them aren't raising their hand. They don't want to talk. They're just sitting around listening. But, like I said, I appreciate that. Either way, I'm good with that. It's all good. So, all right, Keisha. First of all, you know the drill. UK 100, old school. You know it's Monday. Yeah! What you got for me?
Hey. Oh, my goodness. I was just out eating before I called into the show. I want to mash the two dudes at the bar sharing a damn beer. That's what I want to mash. What the hell? Got me cussing. Yes.
Okay, wait. Before I'm going to mash them off the rip. Yeah. Fuck is wrong with these niggas? And go ahead and kill them down, strike them down. But were they?
The thing, they didn't look like it, but they were elbow to elbow. They were like sitting elbow to elbow. But these was like some buff dudes that looked like regular dudes that anybody would date. That's what pissed me off. They were like regular looking dudes. Like one of them was pretty damn fly, and they sitting there sharing a damn beer. Really? Don't do that.
But
don't
obviously they were gay. I mean, what do you said they were buff?
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously.
Most,
obviously. But I'm just saying. They were good looking guys, and they're sitting there, and it just pissed me off. It really just upset me. But whatever. Without
so
a point.
You just have a problem with gay men.
I don't have a problem with gay men. It was just, no, I have a problem with sitting at the bar sharing a beer. Really?
They're
really?
Gay. You have a problem with gay people.
No, you don't share no damn. That just don't make no sense to me.
You
buy your own. If he's your homeboy, buy him a beer. If he's you, buy him a beer.
Have a problem with gay people.
I don't have a problem with gay people. As a matter of fact, I want to know, Twink, did semen come out? That's what I want to know.
You want to ask
Twink?
That's what
Twink.
I want to know. Let me ask Twink. Hey, Twink.
Yes.
Did semen come out of the fake vajayjay or what?
Actually.
What happened? I was trying to avoid this question.
I had to know. It wasn't white because, you know, they snipped that cord. Like, it wasn't white, but something came out.
So it was like you had a vasectomy. Okay, got you. Got you.
Yeah.
I understand now. Got
what?
you.
But
and
the guy.
It looked like,
guy
it looked
shared,
like the real
the
thing.
Shared
so.
A beer. The guy shared a beer, grossed you out, but you want to know what came out of the chopped off.
I had to know. It didn't gross me out. I was just pissed off about it. I mean, seriously, don't be up there sharing no beer. That's really just gross.
So you got a problem with gay people?
No, I don't.
I'm with
gay people.
I got a problem with gay people.
Okay, fine. Hold on, Twink. Okay, Keisha. But I will fact check them for you. No problem. No problem, Mo.
Because even if they weren't gay, sharing that beer was gay. Even if they were not gay, sharing the beer was gay. Bottom line.
Sharing the beer was extremely gay, so I hope they were gay. Because if they're not gay, then they're secretly gay, or they're gay, they don't even know they're gay. One of the two.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Guess gayness going on.
Oh.
Extreme gayness.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. That's
just sharing
okay.
a beer. Really? Did you see them drink out the same beer? Did you see that with your own eyes?
I sat there and I watched it.
Okay.
Yes.
Alright. Yeah, they were fags. Okay. Oh, we're moving right along. Question episode 201. Uh-huh. So, sex into the beat. That's what we're talking about, Keisha. You've been on the line the whole time, you know what it is. Do you prefer sex with music in the background or not?
It don't matter to me. I mean, we can go by the light of the TV, I'm good. But I mean, you know, music is good for occasions. If I'm trying to set a mood or something, sure.
But do you prefer? Do you have a preference?
No, I don't have a preference. No.
Okay, so you could just do it by the, you know, just all you got to hear is. You good? That's all you really need to hear. Okay.
Yeah.
But on the times that you do. The times you do have the music or whatever, what's your favorite kind to, like, you know, put on? Slow, mid-tempo, upbeat?
I really like slow music.
Yeah.
like slow music. I mean, throwing some up-tempo or some mid-tempo stuff, but I like the slow stuff.
Okay. Now, you know we're both from the same city. For those of y'all who don't know that's on the phone, keep it running. Have you ever fucked off of Luke Skywalker?
No. I can't even dance off Luke Skywalker. I'm doing
You never fucked off shape what your mama gave you?
No, never. See, when all that stuff was out, I wasn't even freaking then, so.
Yes, you was. What the hell are you talking about? Was you a virgin in high school?
Yes.
Was you a virgin in high school?
Yep. Hey.
Don't get a fucking lie. You only got one fucking rule in the show. You're going to come on here and blatantly break it, and you a bitch. Okay.
Seriously? You going to tell me? Seriously?
All right. That's how you want to play it.
Seriously. No, you want me to tell you the day?
I want you to keep it 100.
I am keeping it 100. What are you talking about? I
no, you're not.
High school when I was 17 years old. I didn't have sex until I was 18.
Okay. That's how you want to play it, then. You'll keep it the facade.
Oh, my God.
Up.
Touch your face. All right. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. On to the questions. All right.
Oh, my. Okay. Fine. You know,
let's smash blue for.
Question number two. Question number three. What song or artist automatically puts you in the mood, though? Do you have an artist or a song that automatically puts you in the mood? Who's that?
Dave Hollister.
Dave Hollister?
All day. Yes, Dave Hollister. He's got the best voice. I mean, outside of R. Kelly, because, of course, R. Kelly's got the booty, panty droppers, whatever. But Dave Hollister comes second to R. Kelly to me.
Okay. All right. Dave Hollister. I mean, what song, though?
Yeah. It's called Baby Do Those Things. I promise you. That's the best song ever.
Baby Do Those Things by Dave Hollister.
Yes. Yes. Look it up. Yeah. See, that's like, I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying. What did you say? What did you say?
Nothing.
No, what did you say? It was going out. What did you say?
I was fucking being sarcastic. Okay. I was being funny. I said adding that to the playlist now.
Oh, I didn't hear you. It went out.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said. I was just being funny. I was just fucking with you. Okay, next question.
All
right. You never had sex off no fast song ever?
Yeah.
What's fast song you had sex off of?
A fast song? I don't know. I can't tell you now because it was way back whenever, but I have had sex on some fast songs.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have your own personal Get It In CD or playlist that you use? And what's on it, if so? Give some examples.
Yes, I do.
What's on it?
Oh, gosh. All kinds of stuff is on it. But, I mean, if we're going to, let's see. I got some 112 on there. I got some Jill Scott. Yes. Uh-huh.
Jill Scott's got some, what's the one?
Yes.
All you got to do is say yes.
Yes.
That gets them out of the pants. Hey, Sappleton. Shouts out to, is that Jill Scott or Floetry?
What's the song? What's the name?
Is that All You Gotta Do Is Say Yes? That's Floetry, ain't it?
That's Floetry, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Floetry.
That song,
from there.
That freaking song always makes them fucking say yes.
Yeah, it probably does. But the one you need to play is Lay Down. That's second.
Ooh.
To say yes.
Lay down.
Yes.
Writing this down now.
Write it. Put it in your notebook.
Mm-hmm. Dave Hollister, Lay Down. Yeah. So I'm Googling and downloading and updating the iTunes list as we speak. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Top 5 sex songs ever. Ever. Give them to me.
Ever for me. Ever for me. All right. Okay. I already told you two of them. Dave Hollister, Baby Do Those Things.
Mm-hmm.
And then Floetry, Lay Down.
Mm-hmm.
Jagged Edge, Got Me. 112, This Is Your Day.
Mm-hmm.
And a newer one, Keisha Cole, Brand New.
God, I don't. Okay, your list is. I don't know any.
It's
I don't even know.
Of
any songs. How can they be the top of all time? I never heard any of the. But how can they be the top of all time?
Yeah. I'm gonna come from somewhere else. Cause yeah.
I never even heard those damn songs. Okay.
Well, that's why you gotta Google it. There you go. All
right. Yeah. Adding those to the playlist now. All right. I'm gonna make me a baby making CD. Maybe a baby making CD over this motherfucker.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Stay on the line. Don't nobody go anywhere. Everybody be back. I'm going to play this Bedrock remix that I was on. Because I don't have a lot of slow songs in here. All I got is like 90% rap in this motherfucking playlist.
Oh.
I'm going to play like one or two songs. What?
Before, what was her? I don't know her name. The lady with the accent. What was it? Oh, gosh. The Boricua, whatever she was. She
right.
said, Hold You. What's the
Who?
Song? The song, the reggae song. She was dead on about that one.
Oh, what? She's still on the line. Clarissa, what was that song?
Egyptian song. That song right there, yeah. That'll get your booty rolling.
I opened her. She's still here? Still? Oh, maybe she hung up.
I'm on the line.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she is. I hear her. I don't know what.
High five for the Egyptian song, boo. High five.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Egyptian, right?
Egyptian.
Yeah, I'm
that one.
Add that to the playlist. Egyptian. Gotcha. Appreciate it, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, ladies.
No problem.
Make sure I play those songs when you guys hang around.
All right.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to play nice. All right, you guys stand by. All right. So, I'm going to play a couple of songs. Of course, that's what we do here at K1's In There Radio. We talk a little shit. Because no one else... Now, if you if you want to talk to me, we still got about 30 minutes left in the show. I'm going to run some songs. If you want to holler at me, you want to come on the phone line, because there's a lot of y'all who are on the phone lines who are just listening, who are not really talking. If any guys want to holler at me and, you know, hit me up, hit the number one. Now, as soon as I said that, everybody start hitting the freaking number one. Okay. First up, Jana. Jana.
Hey.
What's happening, Jana? I just got a private call hitting the number one, too. I was going to play some songs. But what's up, Jana? Thanks for calling the show, babe.
Hey, Jason.
What's up? Did you order your cinema of me yet, Jana?
No, I've been so sick, Blizzum. That's one of my mashes. I want to mash this motherfucking doctor that's trying to make me out like I'm a motherfucking crazy person. Because I'm in all this pain. I'm all fucked up from this one medication I had taken. Now I'm, like, all fucked up. Like, and he's trying, he said that he's going to wait on this blood, he's going to wait on the blood test, whatever. The blood test already came back Friday. This motherfucker's still delaying on checking the blood and calling me back, letting me know something. And he said if it comes back clean, then he's going to send me to a motherfucking psych. Now,
wow.
I don't know about you, but if you're in pain, and yeah, I broke down in tears because of this pain. So he wanted to say that it's all panic attack. I'm all of a sudden, I'm some panicky motherfucker that's always crying and depressed, and he wants to send me to a motherfucking psych. And he's got me bent. I'm sorry. His ass needs to be mad. And if he don't come correct, I'm going to have to fucking switch up.
Oh, okay. So we're mashing the doctor.
My doctor. Jana. The doctor.
Yeah! Sounds like Jana's having some issues with her doctor. That's not good, babe. We're going to, yeah. I'm asking for you, though. You good? One more time.
Yeah! Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I couldn't hear it good the first time. Okay. Now, episode 201. All right. Episode 201. Sex to the beat. Sex to the beat. Jana. Do you prefer sex with music in the background or not, babe?
I used to be notorious for making my little mix CDs and whatnot for the bedroom, but like since I started like having kids and work and everything, we just put on the internet radio right quick and get to it. Or hell, it don't even have to be music really. We can just fuck to a movie, make sure it's loud so nobody can hear us.
Okay, all right. I don't know. If I fuck a white girl and Jana's white, by anybody who didn't know that, if I fuck a white girl, I don't want no music. I want to hear the straight white girl fuck. That's what I want to hear. Y'all want to hear the white girl porn sound? I think I'm gonna skip the music if I fuck a white chick. On the off chance I do that.
You don't know, and you know, you don't always got to have something in the background. I'm just saying, like, if, like, people are in the house, you know, the kids are in the house, or, like, you know, you might have company, or you might have a bunch of nosy neighbors, you know, you might need a little something to cover up that sound.
Okay.
These walls are thin, so, yeah.
All right. I had two people hit my page and say, The Art of the Quickie. Is that the song? The Art of the Quickie? I don't know. Has anybody ever heard of The Art of the Quickie? You ever heard of that?
The Art of the Quickie?
The Art of the Quickie.
Mm.
Yeah. Never heard of that either.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll Google it. The Art of the Quickie. Okay. I'll try and find that song. I don't know. All right. But stand by. I'll try to find that. I've never heard that before in my life. I don't even think that's a real song. I think they're fucking with me. I think they're fucking. Yeah, because I've never.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So next question, Jana. What song or artist automatically puts you in the mood?
Has anybody said Isley Brothers?
One person said one of the Isley Brothers songs. It was really bad, and he said some song off "Don't Be a Menace" in this sensual and stop with juicing your drink in the hood, and yeah. I don't know.
Between
that movie,
the teeth.
Something retarded.
I mean,
the song he's talking about is cool, but I mean, the Isley Brothers, and that's the one you come up with? I don't know.
Between the Sheets. That's a good one. I mean, there's been so many.
Between the Sheets? You're the first person? How does the white girl come up with Between the Sheets before all the other
You
want to
know why? Because, baby, I got soul and rhythm. That's why. That is why. I love me some Isley Brothers. I made my baby. I made love to Isley Brothers, like real love. Like he was crying. He shed tear. I shed tear.
Oh my God.
I made my baby.
Oh my God. Oh my fucking God.
That's
why would you
right.
like that laughing in the air? Did you make the man
That's
cry?
Right.
Did you make
yeah.
your man?
Yep. I sure did.
Oh, so sweet. He shed tears.
With the moonlight, hitting us and everything, it was beautiful.
Your man's a fucking punk, Sergeant.
It was just that one time. I haven't seen him do it before, but it was just that one time. It was just like really. It was just like.
It's the worst thing you could ever tell. It's the worst thing you could ever say about your man that he cried from sex. You just told him your manhood live on the air where thousands of people probably going to hear it. Thanks a lot.
It was just a one-time thing.
Why would you say that out loud? I don't know why. What made you just tell everybody that your man cried from sex? Now we got to clown him every time we see or hear him around, you know.
Oh, hush. That was like back in the 90s.
Okay, next
Come on
question.
Now.
Yeah, that was even worse. That's back when crack was hot. Should have been harder. Do you have your own personal get it in mix CD?
No, but my old what I used to play was of course the Isley Brothers. I would put in some R. Kelly, of course, some H-Town, some Scarface. A little bit of UGK, a little bit of mix of everything.
Okay. All right. I see they've been everybody's posting all the songs. Everybody's posting the songs that I've never heard in K100. So we've got the Egyptian song. Billy Bad is trying to defend himself by posting Let's Stay Together. I didn't say that song was bad, Billy Bad. What I said was, how the fuck do you put that? I can understand that song, okay? But you still had Ludacris on the list of greatest sex songs ever. And no R. Kelly. So there's no way to salvage the damage you've done to your reputation by saying that Ludacris has a top five of all time sex song and R. Kelly doesn't. I know your rationale was saying that R. Kelly doesn't belong on the list, homie, but that's not what I asked you. The question was what it was, and you said Ludacris and didn't say R. Kelly. I know the song Let's Stay Together. It's not a point. There's no saving yourself. You're done. Okay. Last question, Jana. Top five songs of all time.
Oh, I wanted to play one real quick. I know you know this song. Sound familiar?
I think so. What is... What is that? I'm going to hang on with you.
Eazy-E, I'd rather fuck you.
Eazy-E,
that's a classic.
Are you going to get a K100 and say Eazy-E is one of your greatest fuck songs?
I'd rather fuck you and Automobile. Those are a couple classics right there.
Yeah, I don't even want to have sex off anything dealing with Eazy-E. Considering,
come on now.
I'm just saying.
Besides all that, the man made good music.
Yeah, he makes good music that made me want to go out and fucking sell crack. Not that. Shit.
Okay.
All right.
My top five is
yes.
is Between the Sheets, and It Seems Like You're Ready. Come on now.
Right.
Okay,
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Knocking the Boots. Come on now. That was a good one. And anywhere between Toss It Up and Fuck Faces, anywhere in between there, and Selly Cell is Going Down.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. All right. So I added, you know, one of my good friends to the group, you know. So you guys check that out, too. Oh, shit. Which one did I put her in, though? Uh-oh. Wait a second, y'all. My bad. Okay. Alright. Okay, I fixed it. Alright. So I added Clarissa to the K100 group. Y'all welcome her. And so everybody's been posting those Egyptian songs. When I get off the show tonight, I'm gonna go look and I'm gonna listen to those Egyptian songs. I'm gonna get back with her and see if what she's saying, Matt, pans out about those really being, you know, really good sex songs. I don't know. I've never heard of them. I've never heard those songs. So we'll see in a minute when I get off the air and I check those songs. I can't listen to them while I'm on the air. Okay, but Jenna, stay on the line, babe. All right.
Hey, listen, I just want to say thank you for the show so much. You don't know how much you lifted up my damn spirits. I've been laughing my ass off. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome, babe. I hope you feel better. I hope your doctor is a fucking quack and you end up suing him and getting millions of dollars off of him. All right. All right, stand by.
All right.
I was about to go to the dang music, and then we got some more people hitting the number one. Shay. Shay.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Shay? What's popping?
Finally getting to get on. Been working
okay.
all damn day.
It's all good. I thank you for calling the show. Really appreciate it. Episode 201, K100 Internet Radio, you dig? All right. Sexting to the beat. That's what we're talking about tonight on K100 Internet Radio. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The music that you like to get it into, some of your favorite artists, up-tempo, down-tempo. I said I'm from Florida, so yes, I grew up fucking off Luke music. You ain't a real Florida boy if you ain't never fucked to no Luke music. If you ain't never got no pussy out shape what your mama gave you, and you from Florida, and you over 30, kill yourself right now.
That's
you
that
was lame.
Can get it in music.
You was a lame. If you ain't never fucked off a Jam Pony mixtape, just one, like right in the middle while you about to bust a nut, this nigga start talking and shit. I'm just saying. True Florida shit right there. I rip it to the fullest. But, yeah. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the music that you listen to, what kind of music you listen to, what songs you think are the best ever, all that. So that's what we're doing at K100 in that radio tonight, episode 201, Sex to the Beat. But first, like I always do every Monday, and we're going to let Shay do like I did for everybody else, it's Smash Motherfucking Monday.
Yeah!
What you got, Shay?
I don't have nobody to mash today.
Nobody to mash today?
Mm-mm. Ain't got no mashers today.
Okay. Say.
I had a pretty good Monday. I was jamming all Monday to music and stuff, so I had a pretty good Monday.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Always happy to hear people riding out to the new album, Cinema Me. For all you people on the phone lines, we haven't copped the album yet. If you haven't copped the album yet, my new album, the Cinema Me, just came out last week. All right? You can get it on CD, baby. You can download it in MP3 format on iTunes, or if you want the physical CD, which is a real CD, not a fucking mixtape. No offense to you mixtape dudes, but I dropped a real album. The next motherfucker that called my album a fucking mixtape, what a fucking god.
Kill yourself.
All right? It's a fucking album, not a fucking mixtape. Cop that. Fuck with me, all right? CDBaby.com/Blizzom. iTunes.com. Do a search for Blizzom. right? Check me out. If you want to preview it before you buy it, you can go to Reverb Nation and check out a couple of the songs on there. I got about over half of the album on Reverb Nation, so you can at least listen to them and, you know, see if you like the songs. I got no problem with letting people listen to it. No, you can't download it off Reverb Nation, motherfucker, because you got to buy it. And it's only $8, and it's 20-something tracks, and it's better than half the shit you buy for 14. So fuck with me, man. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzom. Shout out to everybody on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Shout out to all the artists who've been sending me in music in. I'm going to get you guys all lined up. Remember, if you want to send me a song to get on K1's Internet Radio, the email address is k100radio@gmail.com. Send me your music. Make sure it's good. If it's whack, I'm pushing it. All right. And so, let's go ahead and see what Shay's got to say about it. Shay, episode 201. Do you prefer sex with music in the background or not? Which one?
I kind of prefer not. Every now and then I like put something on if I just happen to be in the mood, but sometimes the mood just get away from you and you ain't got time to be fumbling with trying to put no music on. I like to hear some natural sounds.
Uh-huh. You just want to...
Yeah. Make sure there's enough music going on in the room without any extra, so...
So you... Do you prefer the sex, the music or not? Do you prefer it or not? Or do
I
you
prefer
just,
not. Okay. Now, sometimes, like, if I'm already listening to something or something, then I'll purposely put on a specific song if music's already playing. But just, you know, to set the mood, no, I can get in the mood without music.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, all you people, especially you fucking women who say you don't really need the music, you don't want the music, that's cool. Just make sure you ain't one of them quiet fucking bitches, okay? Don't be one of those wild fucking broads who don't want to say shit or whatever. I ain't talking about because the nigga ain't hitting it right. That's why you ain't saying shit. I'm talking about even when a nigga do hit that motherfucker spot, all you do is a little, you know, cause you just a little more. No, if you gonna want no music or nothing going on in the background, I'm gonna need for you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. You dig? Open your fucking mouth. Whether it be to put the dick in the mouth or whether it just be to say something. But you're going to have to do something.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to do something. Can't be one of them quiet fucking people, damn it. And you don't want no music or nothing going on in the background. You have to goddamn make some noise. You're going to have to be the sound of the room. Because nothing worse than quiet sex. That shit is the worst ever. I never go down. It never goes down like that with me, but still. Nothing. That's just that. That would suck. I can't relate, but I know it would suck. Okay? Next question, Shay. What's your favorite kind of, well, you really said you don't prefer it, but it, in the off chance you do.
Well, at one time I did back in my younger days, but, you know, as I got older, I was like, I ain't got time for the music, really. I mean, like I said, if it's already on, I might, you know, turn to something specific, or if I'm going to do a little dance or something, I might put on something I like to dance to. But other than that, it's just whatever sound we make in that room is what we're going to hear.
Okay. You ever, you from Florida? You ever fucked up a Luke Skywalker or a Poison Clan song?
I probably have. I couldn't tell you.
You know damn well you have. You know,
no.
Fuck it.
Back in the day, I'm pretty sure it then got down. It was on, and I wasn't gonna get up and turn it off. And
yeah, I know. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. okay. What song? What is there a song that can that can automatically put you in the mood? Is there a song
There's a couple, I guess you could say, that'll automatically put me in the mood. I'm going to have to say probably 112 Cupid. I don't know what it is about that song, but every time I hear it, it's just like, it just do a little something to me. I just, I don't know. I don't know if it's just the beat or just, I don't know what it is. It's just something about that song.
Okay. All right. 112 Cupid. I can understand that song is, you know, yeah, that's definitely a fuck song. I don't know. Maybe it's a generation of thing. I don't know how you picked that as the one song out of all the songs that make you just go there.
That's one of them. And I guess, let me see.
I don't know. But, I mean, that song is dope. I think that song is dope, though. It's a dope song. I always have, like, 112. I like that. 112 have made some good songs over the years. So I'm not mad at that. I'm just saying it's kind of that's the one you picked out of the vast numbers.
And D'Angelo, you know, that's my baby daddy right there.
No one said D'Angelo all night. I'm surprised.
That is my man. That
no
is my
one
man.
Said D'Angelo music all night.
Oh, my gosh. That is my man. I'm sorry. But he could, when he get on there singing that lady, yeah, he's singing to me. And that How Does It Feel? Oh, shut up.
Right.
All you got to do is take his shirt off and sing How Does It Feel, and I'm right there. Right there.
Ready to get it in.
I am so ready.
surprised no one said D'Angelo all night. You're the first person out of all these women. Shocking.
Anything, I might put some D'Angelo on.
Right. And D'Angelo had one of those albums, that one album with Brown Sugar. That particular that album was one of those albums where you could put it in and kind of fuck off of that album, too, without touching
it. Now, How Does It Feel was on Voodoo, though.
I know. But I'm saying that album that he had, the first album he came out with, you could fuck off that album. And without, even though it had
the whole, just don't even change it.
Right,
because you know, just let it play.
It's all jazz regardless, so it didn't matter. Even when he changed, he didn't really change moves. It was like, you know, he's pretty much, this jazz.
You know what? Another sexy song he had that probably wasn't supposed to be sexy, but to me it was sexy in kind of a bad girl kind of way, was Shit Damn Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that is one of them. Yeah, I
that whole album.
That
whole album.
Yeah.
Every song on that album, you could just that's another one of the albums I feel like you could put it in, just get it in. You ain't got to touch it. You know, it's really the whole album.
Put it on repeat.
Right, exactly. Top five sex songs ever. Top five.
Okay, I'm gonna have to throw some R. Kelly in there. I love that one. You Remind Me of My Jeep. I love that one.
As a top five. Above 12 plays, Seems Like You're Ready and Bump and Grind, and you want You Remind Me over those?
I like that song. I just like it. I don't know what it is.
At least you got R. Kelly on the fucking list, unlike Billy Bag. Go ahead.
And Jodeci. I love myself some Jodeci from back in the day. Last Night's Letter, that song right there is just one of them. I don't know. It kind of makes me want to do some kind of songs, too, in a more softer kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Flow or Three, Say Yes. Oh, every time I hear that one, I want to say yes.
Okay.
And of course, I already said D'Angelo. And Usher, Can You Handle It? I like that one.
Okay.
That's one of them.
All right. So those right there. Those are good songs. Those I can go with your list. Some people had some lists tonight, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I've never heard shit on the list. I'm like, how does this make your top five ever? And I never even heard of
songs. I
like
so much stuff, but those are the things that I like pretty much whatever mood I'm in.
So the top five ever is going to be something that I think everybody's done heard. Because it's like ever.
I think everybody's done heard them.
Nah, I just say your list. Your list is cool. I think, who's it? Was that Keisha? Keisha had a weird-ass list. I don't know. But Stand by. All right, don't hang up. I'm going to play one or two songs or something in a minute, but I got somebody that's raising their hand also. Hold on. All right, private caller.
Oh, this is just me again.
Oh, okay. This is Keith.
I had to add one song, the Total, Kissing You.
Oh, Total. That song right there was sexy, too. You know what I'm saying? I actually used to love to fuck off Can't You See. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that song. I don't know why. I used to get it in a lot when that song played back in the day. When that song came out, though, I was in the military, and, you know, we were ham in the military.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was during that era when I was in the military. We was pretty much ham when that song came out. But,
now we just in the group adding all our other songs. Like, I added Contagious by Ronald Isley.
I see that. Someone asked, what's the...
Kim. I added Kim.
Kim.
And Anthony Hamilton.
Okay, Kim, Anthony Hamilton. All right, but I noticed a couple of women. You know, no one said D'Angelo to Shay. I was kind of shocked. I thought people would say D'Angelo.
Yeah,
but okay.
I had just totally forgot about D'Angelo. Actually, she did it with that one.
Oh, okay, all right. They're asking in the group which song off the Cinema Me would you get it into? And Keisha said she's got it.
I chose Loveless.
I know. Keisha said she got it.
Vina said Love Us and she got it. I mean, Michigan girl. Sorry.
Oh, shit. All right. I don't know. Those two songs, I know Love Us was built for that, but Okay. Oh, hold on, Key. I got another caller. Somebody hit number one. They've been on the line. All right, stand by. 904.
520.
Yo, hello?
What up, nigga?
What up, who this?
This kid.
Oh, what's up, man? Your phone sounds like a robot or something. What's going on, man?
Shit, bro, where the business is?
Chilling. You want to talk about this subject tonight? But your phone breaking up real bad. It sound like a real bad connection. Hang up and call me right back. I'm gonna come right back to you.
All right, bro. All
right. Okay, yeah. I want to see what the kid. Cause the kid is the only other male that's called in tonight besides Billy Bad. And Billy Bad made a mockery of us men by fucking putting Ludacris. That's a top five fucking song. I don't understand how the fuck this nigga put Ludacris at the top five. He didn't even have no R. Kelly on his list, but this nigga had Ludacris on his list of top five shit. I don't understand. Somebody help me out, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody help me out. I'm going to go back to the kid. All right. Oh, didn't I see 256 with their hand raised? I'm going to them next. All right, kid.
Yo, can you hear me good now?
Yeah. Good now. I got you now. And 256 is going to get to 256 next. They hit the number one real quick, so I'm going to go to them. All right, kid. Episode 201. All right, we talking about you know, sex. You know, sex while you, you know, music while you sex. Sexting, you know what I'm saying? Not
right.
Sexting, but to the beat, okay? So the first question is, I'm going to speed up because I got two more people that raised their hand at the last minute. So question number one. All right, first of all, you guys, do you like music in the background when you fuck or what?
Oh, yeah. I love that type of shit.
You like music in the background. You would prefer to have music going in the background, right?
Already, okay. Y'all.
Now, what kind of music is your favorite kind? Like, do you like slow, mid-tempo, upbeat? What kind of music would you like to have pumping in the background while you're getting in, homie?
I like slow, bro. All slow, man.
All slow.
And to go a step further, I mainly like the old R. Kelly, you know, when he had the 12 play and the bump and grind and all that. That's my type of stuff right there.
Okay, now that's cool. I got a stupid mean R. Kelly mix CD, nigga, that don't nobody. It's
already.
Stupid me. Stupid. But look, I got one on deck. You know what I'm saying? But look, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. This is just me. I know I always start out slow. But at some point, anything after 15 minutes of fucking, I'm going to start beating the pussy up, okay? It is what I'm going to start beating the pussy up. So even when the music is still slowed down, do you keep the sex slow or do you start, even when the music is slowed down?
I seem to not keep the same tempo throughout the whole thing. But it's about what how you talking about right now. You start out slow, then you be like, fuck it, nigga, I'm finna turn this motherfucker around and go ham sandwich.
Right. But the music still slow. The thing about it is, what I'm trying to ask the guys, you know we all beat at that point. You know we ain't fucking.
Already, yeah. Yeah, already.
Just want to make sure you understood that. You have stopped fucking to the beat once you flip our ass over and start pounding our ass out. You know you
already.
All with everything. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
I know they won't because they all want to get pounded. All of them. Every fucking single one of them. When they always act like they don't, but they really do. Okay?
They do.
You know what I'm saying? But I just want to know, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of guys, you know, everybody got their own swag, and I know I like the slow music and shit. But nigga, like I said, you know, I can't just goddamn slow grind it all night. I can't do it. Like I said, I grew up fucking off Luke and the Poison Clan and Jam Pony tapes. So.
They don't know about that Jam Pony, nigga.
Oh shit! Mama gave you in the back of a car, nigga. You ain't a real pro. Real shit. Know what I'm saying?
So, already. All right.
Yeah. So, do you have your own personal get it in CD that you got put together or what?
Man, I've been had them, bro. Like shit since a nigga lost his virginity, nigga started putting CDs together. Man, I got a I got a nice little R&B mix, and then Oh, yeah, I got some shit now. I can take that bitch back all the way to the day that you was conceived. Listen, use your mom and dad have been listening to.
He's a pro at it. I gotta get my playlist up, man. I'm slipping. All right, I'm slipping, man. But I'm one of the people who don't have to have the music, so I don't really give a fuck. I like it; it's cool, but I don't gotta have it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
All I need is a motherfucker to make some noise and be fine. You know what I'm saying? So last one. Let me go to 256 after this question. Give me your top five sex songs ever. Top five sex songs ever.
Shit, off top.
Top five sex songs.
Top five.
Ever.
Let me get the R. Kelly, the greatest sex I ever had. That's number one. All right. Let me get Teddy P. You already know what song I'm talking about.
Which one? I don't know. I'm not much of an old school.
Oh! Turn off the lights, nigga.
Turn off the lights, okay. The classic.
All
what
right. Else? That's number two, classic. All right, number three, let me get, let me go. Let me take it to Trey Songz, I Ain't Been It Sex.
Okay.
All right, number four, let me see. You got me. Jodeci, the freaking you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then number five will be Me In My Bedroom by Silk. Talk to me. There we go.
Okay. All right. Somebody else said that one already. One. Somebody else. No. They didn't say Silk. They said something. But Me In My Bedroom is another one. You know what I'm saying? That's a pretty good one. All right, homie. Stand by. Let me get to this next caller. All right. 256, you on the air. What's popping?
What's up?
What's going on? This Candy, what's happening?
I know. What's up?
What's going on?
I'm calling in because I just wanted to say I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
Oh, for the album? Thank you very much. Thank
yes.
you very much. Have you gotten a copy yet or what?
Have I gotten a copy? No. I have
okay.
not gotten a copy yet. I was
okay.
waiting until I came back to the A.
Okay, all right.
Wednesday.
Okay, all right. Well, make sure you get a hold of me, get a copy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get one. Yeah, I'm going to get one.
All right. So that's what's up. We got time. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left for the show. So let me go ahead and ask you some of these questions for episode 201, all right?
Okay.
First of all, do you like having sex with the music in the background or not? Which one do you prefer more?
I prefer not.
Oh, you don't. You want to hear the noise.
I want to hear myself. I like to hear myself.
You like to hear yourself.
Talk. Right.
Okay.
Can't have a conversation.
I mean, I can do it with the music in the background, but I actually, you know what I'm saying, more often than not, I don't have any music going in the background because I do like to hear that shit. I like to hear that sound of that pussy slurping and you know
right.
and all that. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I like that shit. But then I like music. Even if I do have the music, it's going to be real low. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to have
exactly.
the music loud at all. It's not even going to be kind of sort of loud. It's going to be low. So just enough that you can hear it a little bit in the back. That's about it for me. But what kind of music, whenever you do have the music, do you ever use music, ever?
I have, yeah.
What
I just
kind of music?
Used some the other night. And we use rap music. Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. What kind of rap music? Don't stop.
No.
You never fucked up a Luke, ever?
No.
You ain't never fucked up a Luke Skywalker song?
No.
Nigga,
no.
You ain't Bama close enough. You ain't never fucked up in a Poison Clan, nothing?
Never.
Oh, my God. Well, y'all don't know what y'all missing, man. Y'all slipping. What kind of rap music was it that you were listening to the other night?
Actually, it was just the radio. You know, the radio on your phone, and you can just pick, like, rap music. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like Pandora?
It just plays, like, a whole bunch of different rap music.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're running out of time. But we're running out of time, but give me your top five sex songs ever. Songs that just make you want to fuck, like top five songs.
I'm going to say Anthony Hamilton. I don't know the name of the song, but Anthony Hamilton. I like all his songs. I can fuck to all his songs. It's Anthony Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? give me a little, let me see. I don't know. I really don't have no top five songs or nothing like that, but I really like Anthony Hamilton. He make my panties wet when I
bet you. I bet you can give me your top five dicks.
So
your top five.
You're so stupid. But I don't know. I was calling in to congratulate you and say y'all was gonna get one.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the support. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get up with me. You know what I'm saying? And get the CD. You know what I'm saying? Put people up on game, all right?
For sure.
All right. Okay. So we're coming up to the end of the show, basically. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. You feel me? I really appreciate it. A lot of people, like I said, called in, you know, telling me that people were feeling a lot of the songs on the album. I really appreciate everybody who went out and gave it to a friend, passed it on to a friend or whatever, posted up a link. You know what I'm saying? Please continue to do so. The work is just beginning. The album's only been out a week, so, you know, it really is new and fresh. I mean, especially considering I'm an independent. I've got a lot more promoting to do, man. You know, us independents, we have to promote our stuff for like a year, you know what I'm saying, before it can even really consider being caught on to another level. So, you're going to hear me talking about the cinema and me for a while coming up. You know what I'm saying? So get used to that. Thanks to everybody who tuned in for K100 Internet Radio. I'm only going to do two shows a week, probably for the remainder of the summer, while I'm really going hard with pushing the album and stuff like that. So I can't eat up too much time. That's my main focus right now. So I'm going to be doing like two shows a week. You guys, tune in if you can, you feel me, and tell people about the show. They're going to be wild and zany shows for the most part, but I will throw some serious shows in there in the mix, all right? So thanks again for all the support for K100 all this time. I really appreciate it. Got nothing but love for you guys. All right, shouts out to everybody who called in, everybody who listened online, and shouts out to everybody who listened to the podcast, all right? Really appreciate it, and I'm going to be coming back with more shows. Excuse me. More shows, more stuff, and then we're going to be going hard with the cinema and me. All right, really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm going to holler at you guys one more again this week. Later.